KPX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Federal funding across most agencies now up in the air after President Trump ordered a temporary freeze. The White House's Office of Management and Budget now conducting a review. Democrats say the money has already been allocated.
They have until 5 o'clock today to comply with this and then have to report back by February 10th. But because of how sweeping those executive actions are, it's really not clear what comes under this memo from OMB. And the order is not specific, but it does cite foreign aid, NGOs that do work with foreign aid, diversity, equity, inclusion, and the Green New Deal.
ABC's Karen Travers. 29 people now confirmed dead following historic wildfires in Los Angeles County this month, the latest a victim of the Palisades fire. Tech stocks recovering from yesterday's drop due to the launch of a Chinese AI chatbot, DeepSeek, that offers cheaper AI models compared to U.S. models. This is ABC News.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tome Olson. Lawmakers want Wisconsin to be the tipping point when it comes to certain exams under anesthesia. Right now, under Wisconsin law, medical students can do pelvic exams on patients while that patient is unconscious, solely for educational purposes. They have to be done under the supervision of a doctor, but the patient does not need to consent beforehand. 25 states have now passed laws saying patients must give their consent to these exams first. Republican State Senator Andre Jacques says Wisconsin should be the 26th. This is the fourth session in a row this bill has been introduced. It's gotten bipartisan support in the past, but has never made it to the final stages. And the month of January ends with Winter Salt Awareness Week. Meteorologist Brittany Merlot has more on what that means for our Wisconsin waters.
It's a time to focus on the true impacts of salt and ways to be a freshwater advocate. Although salt keeps Wisconsin roads safe during the winter, using more salt than needed comes at a price. Chlorides from salt are infiltrating our lakes, streams, and groundwater. And Wisconsin Saltwise says 1 teaspoon of salt is all it takes to make 5 gallons of water toxic for freshwater organisms. The DNR measures chloride levels in Wisconsin rivers. Recent studies have shown a steep increase in chloride loads. In the early 2000s, the DNR measured about 600,000 tons of chlorides annually. And by 2018, that number increased to nearly 800,000 tons per year. 50 rivers and streams and one lake in Wisconsin have been designated as impaired by high chloride concentrations, primarily from salt use during the winter months.
And this is huge news up north. Some snowmobile trails are open. Last year, they didn't open at all. But now people are able to use some of the trails in northern parts of Bayfield County. Now, that's not a ton, but at least it's something. I'm Savannah Tome Olson. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX News.
The Bucks defeat the Jazz. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Another win for Milwaukee, 125 to 110 over the Utah Jazz. Head coach Doc Rivers asked why would the refs call a flagrant 2 foul on the Bucks' Andre Jackson with less than a minute left to play.
Late in the game, my opinion, the refs are probably trying to keep the game clean. I think Sexton and they were getting into it, and honestly, I think they believe get one of them off the floor so nothing happened. So I get it. I didn't think it was a flagrant two, but, I think that's the reason.
The Bucks are in Portland tonight against the Trail Blazers. College basketball, the Badgers travel to Maryland to play the Terrapins tomorrow night. Wisconsin now ranked 17th in the nation. NFL, the Green Bay Packers have signed Rich Bisaccia to a contract extension, adding on an additional 2 years. Bisaccia is assistant head coach and special teams coordinator, and Luke Getsy has returned to the coaching staff as an offensive assistant. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Windy and warm today, with mostly sunny skies, winds will whip up to 40 miles per hour, shoving our high temperatures to near 50 degrees. Overnight, winds switch to out of the northwest, becoming blustery and cooling us down just a touch tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 36 degrees.
Carmelo Anthony for the Bail Project.
Bad news, you've been arrested. Good news, you're innocent until proven guilty. If you can pay your bail, good news, you go home to wait your trial. If you can't, sorry, you go to jail to wait. But sure, you still presumed innocent. But since you can't afford bail, you've lost your freedom. That's not right. And that's why the Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting the in-cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Matt Nair on air.
Dan Schaefer, Civic Media's political editor.
No court in the country came closer to overturning the 2020 election results than the conservative majority on the Wisconsin Supreme Court. And we have Brad Schimmel, who's been siding with January 6 rioters. So if you want your vote to count going forward, show up and vote on April 1st. Let's channel that energy into the Wisconsin Supreme Court race.
Matt Nair on air, weekdays at 11 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Milwaukee Journal Sentinel Entertainment reporter Chris Foran. Then I'm joined by Wisconsin native and Brooklyn-based stand-up comedian Olivia Witt. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8. A voice for medicine. Real news and great conversation. 92.7 WMDX.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Albaugh, along with Mr. Aaron Zommers on the board. It is 6 past the hour of 12 noon on this Tuesday, January 28th, 2025. It is a great day to be a Wisconsinite. Sunny skies in downtown Madison on State Street. Glad to have you along, Zommers. Talk a minute the camera here in the studio, for those watching on YouTube, stream, the Twitter, the X. What else are we on?
It's those.
It's those.
Facebook, the camera, did you say Facebook?
Oh, no, I didn't say thank you. Facebook. The camera's a little off. It's a little cockeyed, as my grandpa used to say. I don't want to be like the cockeyed seamstress who couldn't menstruate.
Yeah, you definitely don't want to be like the cockeyed seamstress. Yeah, currently our camera, it's like a webcam, so it's mounted on the computer monitor that Todd looks at to see people who are joining us on the stream.
There we go.
And so it's easy for it to get knocked aside a little bit.
Yeah, it's, you know, much like Todd once in a while, it's unstable. But now we're all good. We're all good. Glad to have you along, everybody. Going to be a great show today. Excited. Our friend, our colleague, Mr. Lukester himself, Luke Mathers, going to be in at 12:30 with a little Tuesday tangents with Lukester. Talk a little news, a little sports, find out what's grinding Luke's gears. Our weekly segment, as long as we have time to get it in. And, you know, because Luke is a young man, but he has a little bit of that grumpiness in him. Things grind his gears. And so we always
Understandable.
Find out. Understand. He's a busy man, you understand. He's like the circus conductor. That's not what you call it. What do you call it? The person who stands in the middle.
The ringleader?
The ringmaster. Thank you. We'll get it. Together we'll get it. He is like the ringmaster at Civic Media, trying to control a lot of different elephants, clowns, animals in a circus.
And which ones are we? I'll leave that to your imagination.
Indeed. Indeed. Well said. But Lukester will be in at 12:30 and we'll talk to him a little bit. That's always a lot of fun. And then in hour two, and this is very exciting, by the skin of my teeth, I'm being dragged into the 21st century. And now we have gone to the Twitter polls. You can go to X Twitter, Albaugh Show. It's just Albaugh, at Albaugh, A-L-L-B-A-U-G-H Show, Albaugh Show on Twitter. And you can take our poll now. And today's what's worse question is, what's worse, Minnesota or Illinois?
Don't call in now.
Don't call in now. You didn't hear that. We didn't open the thing. But that's for hour number two.
So if you want to answer the question early, we're going to be posting those every day. So you can keep an eye on at Albaugh Show on Twitter or X to weigh in if you don't have time to call in during the show.
And by the way, don't at me, as they say. Do they still say that, by the way?
Yeah.
Yeah. Don't at me about, oh, you're still on Twitter. You're supporting Elon Musk. Come on. You know, Elon, you know, a lot of people say that. A lot of people say, well, I'm going off of Twitter because I don't want to give Elon Musk money. Elon Musk, and you know what? And they do that, and then they drive away in their Tesla. Elon Musk makes his money off of Tesla, folks, not off of X.
No, he burned it to the ground.
Yeah.
It is no longer profitable.
Right. So I use it as a news aggregator.
Right. And when Blue Sky catches up.
You can't do a poll on Blue Sky, can you?
I don't know. I know they did recently add the support for hosting video.
Oh, really? So now we can video on Blue Sky?
Now we can.
Very excited about that. So that's the show. It's going to be great. We have your phone calls as well. Lots of news to get to today, so let's get right into it. Here's the thing. You can't hardly eat dinner or go to sleep and wake up without new news being made out in Washington, D.C. And as we've said before, we're not going to take every single one of these things and go through it because it just, I don't feel that it's particularly constructive. You get overwhelmed. And I'd rather focus on what we could do in our neighborhoods, in our communities, in our state to make things better. But sometimes there are large issues that you're like, well, you got to talk about that. So first of all, some breaking news. United States Senate out in D.C. has just confirmed Wisconsinite Sean Duffy as Secretary of Transportation, clearing the way for another of President Donald Trump's cabinet officials to start working on plans to improve traffic safety, cut regulations on construction projects, and restore public confidence in Boeing. That sentence I just read to you, where do you think that came from?
AI.
It might have. That's a good guess, Summers. We're going to get into some AI discussions, too, a little bit later. Let me read this again. The U.S. Senate, this is a quote, Dateline Washington. The U.S. Senate confirmed Sean Duffy on Tuesday as Secretary of Transportation, clearing the way for another of President Donald Trump's cabinet officials to start working on plans to improve traffic safety, cut regulations on construction projects, and restore public confidence in Boeing. Now, if I were writing that as a journalist, I would have said something like, you know, clearing a Secretary of Transportation, and according to the Trump administration, they plan to clear the way, blah, blah, blah. But they wrote it as fact.
Right. I don't like that. That's misleading.
It comes from USA Today today. USA Today a few minutes ago. Anyway, Duffy was confirmed by a vote of 77 to 22. Sean Duffy is in as transportation secretary. And look, I mean, I might not necessarily agree with Sean Duffy on things. I don't. But I'm not sure you could say that he's not qualified. He is as qualified, I think, as Pete Buttigieg was. Buttigieg was a mayor of a medium-sized town, Indiana. And Sean Duffy is a former two- or three-term member of Congress, obviously voted on and was familiar with transportation budgets, is a Wisconsinite. U.S. Senator Democrat Tammy Baldwin endorsed him and voted for him today in today's vote. I just don't think Sean Duffy is the most dangerous of Trump's appointments. We're going to get to that in a little bit. Anyway, Duffy is in 77 to 22. What I find more concerning over the evening, and several places you can find this is from Roll Call. Headline, Trump White House orders freeze on federal grants loans. Far-reaching memo requires federal agencies to stop spending, considered out of step with the president's priorities on Roll Call. Now, look, before we get into this, I want you all to think for just a second, wherever you're at, Peshtigo, Prairie du Chien, Marinette, Milwaukee, Wisconsin Dells, Richland Center. How many things that you have or your family members require government money? You say, well, I'm not on assistance. I don't mean assistance. Are you an ag producer, or do you live in a rural community? Do you own land and do you get a monthly check from a program called Conservation Reserve Program, CRP? It pays rural folks not to farm erodible land for conservation purposes. I used to have that when I had my family farm. Maybe your kids in school on a Pell Grant, great federal program. Pell Grants. Do you have a daughter or son has kids? Their kids are at Head Start. It's a federal program. Keep that in mind as I go through this story. According to Roll Call, President Donald Trump's budget office yesterday ordered all federal agencies to temporarily block disbursement of grants and loans, other than for Social Security, Medicare, and other programs providing direct aid to individuals. The memo says the temporary pause, effective starting today at 5 p.m., is intended to ensure agencies are complying with Trump's executive orders to root out, here's the quote, Marxist equity, transgenderism, and Green New Deal social engineering policies, unquote, from programs within their purview. Here's a key line. According to Roll Call, it's not immediately clear how wide-ranging the pause will be in practice due to the Office of Management and Budget's ability to grant exemptions on a case-by-case basis, language exempting direct aid to individuals, and a clause that states the pause is subject to what's, quote, permissible under applicable law, unquote. But the new administration is clearly painting with a broad brush, at least at the outset. Step away from the story and roll call. This is the concerning part. We don't know yet how far-reaching this order is, exactly what programs it affects, and how long it will be in place. Oh, and just for... You'll be proud of myself, Zomers. I stopped myself. For kicks and giggles...
Yeah, good job.
It turns out the author of some of these memos were the same folks that wrote Project 2025. Because these new people, as it turns out, in the Office of Budget and Management and elsewhere, the new people that Trump has put in, his lackeys, his political loyalists, they don't know how to cover up their digital tracks. And so when they sent this stuff out, the metadata, it's called, I guess. Well, I can barely put a tweet out, so I can't brag, you understand. But it turns out they outed themselves, and it showed who the authors of this stuff is. Turns out, some of the same two guys that wrote Project 2025. So let it be noted, really, the late, great Dr. Maya Angelou, great poet, writer, humanitarian, activist. Dr. Maya Angelou was famous for saying, when someone reveals themselves for who they are, believe them, unquote. Donald Trump showed himself for who he was in the campaign. Unfortunately, many folks on both sides of the political voting aisle didn't believe him. He doesn't really mean it. He won't actually do those things. He meant it, and he is. Back after this on Civic Media.
A new choice. Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
Burlo Mattress is more than just another mattress store. They're building better sleep for Dane County with handcrafted mattresses made to order right in Madison. And since they live there too, they make every dollar spent matter, actively partnering to benefit the community. You may even see Maddie the mattress mascot bouncing with joy around town. In this new year, get what you deserve. A mattress that supports your dreams. American made, locally crafted. Burlo.
If you're living with dry age-related macular degeneration or dry AMD, you may be at risk for developing geographic atrophy or GA. GA can be unpredictable and progress rapidly, leading to irreversible vision loss. Now there's something you can do to
slow it down and get it going slower.
IZERVAY is proven to slow GA progression.
IZERVAY.
IZERVAY or Avastin Captid Pagel is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. IZERVAY can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. IZERVAY may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't delay. Ask your doctor about IZERVAY today.
IZERVAY gets GA going slower.
Visit IZERVAY.com. That's IZERVAY.com.
Looking to turn your valuables into cash this Valentine's Day? Gordy's Midwest Fine Jewelry and Coins is here for you since 1985. Look for the big green awning on the corner of 4701 Monona Drive. Gordy buys your coins, gold, silver, watches, stamps, silver dollars, and paper currency. They buy, sell, trade, and repair, offering top dollar and paying cash for gold. Stop by today and experience the difference. Gordy's Midwest Fine Jewelry and Coins. Call 608-221-4242.
Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
Yeah, freedom. Pursuing truth wherever it may lead and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network, 21 past the hour of 12 noon on this Tuesday, January 28th. 2025 Zombers on the board there to take your calls. If you want to join the conversation, 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. You can also text us on the Civic Media app at the bottom of the hour, just after. Luke Mathers joins us to discuss this and much more on Tuesday Tangents with Luke. Right now discussing his story in roll call this morning, actually hit last night. Donald Trump ordering a freeze on all federal grants and loans. The only exceptions are for Social Security, Medicare, and other programs providing direct aid to individuals. However, they have not specified exactly what that means. We don't know how far-reaching exactly this is, and we don't know how long it'll last. And here's the kicker. These memos put out and posted publicly to government websites claiming to be from the acting directors of OPM and OMB, Office of Management and Budget, have metadata. The poem, the nursery rhyme, where the girl is a little red riding hood goes out in the woods and leaves like breadcrumbs or whatever. Or maybe that's
Hansel and Gretel.
That's it, Hansel and Gretel. Thank you.
But metadata.
It's been too long since my nursery rhyme days. And so, anyway, it's a breadcrumb trail. And so go on. Metadata is the digital equivalent, right?
Yeah. To basically describe it. So if you've ever had an iPod or an MP3 player, you have music on it. The file is just the name and the music. Mm-hmm. But when you open up the file, it shows the artist, the album, all that stuff, the track number, that's metadata.
The 411.
That's extra information attached to a file. And it's on everything, not just music. So right. People don't usually think about that, though, for things besides music.
Right.
No, so they may not realize that it's got information about who made it, where, when.
That's a great explanation. I appreciate that. It's the rest of the story, as the late, great Paul Harvey might say, on what you're sending digitally. So the metadata on these things shows that the original authors are, in fact, affiliated with Project 2025. The only reason I chuckle at this, not because it's obviously very serious, but the funny part is that these guys are just, and gals, are so apparently inept that they thought they could get away with this.
Or they don't care.
So James Shirk, who seems to be a jerk, James Shirk, S-H-E-R-K, is listed as an author on this. So look, see, Zomers is right. It says creation date, January 21st, 2025, 12:01 p.m. Modification date, same time, same date. And then who else on there? Another one says James Shirk. Let's see here, going through the rest of these. It's fascinating to dial down on this, as they say, and find out. Oh, here's another one. Stephen D. Hickman. Remember him? Good times with him.
Unfortunately.
Yes. Yeah, Stephen D. Hickman. Big into Project 2025. How about Noah Peters? Noah Peters also listed on there. You can look these names up. Heritage Foundation members all and part of Project 2025. According to Aiden Quigley, he says this pause could affect a wide range of programs ranging from Medicaid to federal aid, highway programs, assistance for tenants, child nutrition programs, grants for colleges and universities, and much, much more. 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Let's go to the phone lines quickly. Mark in Peredesac. Mark, what say you?
Oh, you're just knocking free a loop here. I mean,
I know it's tough stuff, right? But I feel like people need to know about this.
And we certainly do need to know about it, because what Trump was swearing up and down during the campaign, oh, I'm not going to implement Project 2025. I don't know anything about that. Don't know anything about Agenda 47. And clearly, he was just lying.
Mm-hmm.
And for this stuff to be going through like this without, you know, Congress actually talking about it at all, him just saying, well, I'm just going to do all this stuff. I mean, I might be forgiven that do these people, now their names are out there.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm kind of a fan of Big Bang Theory.
Yeah, yeah.
And whenever Sheldon did something jerky, you know, Penny would say, you know who's bringing your food out to you, don't you? He makes some comment about the waiters and waitresses and all this. Or in the movie 9 to 5, where you know, Billy Tomlin actually grabs the riddle rat rather than the skinny and sweet. And I'm not proposing that anything like that happen, that actually. But, I mean, that these people don't seem to recognize the fact that when republics collapse, when countries collapse, when guys like this, you know, oligarchs, look at it over in Russia, where if an oligarch displeases, you know, Vladimir Putin, the guy either falls out a window or dies of some kind of weird poisoning event.
Right.
I mean, do these people not understand how close they are, that we all are now to this stuff? And for diseases now, are we going to inspect their food anymore, for God's sake?
I want to interrupt you, Mark, because you bring in a great point. I was talking about this with someone this morning, because someone said, well, the courts hopefully will step in and fix this. Here's the quick lowdown on that. It used to be that our courts followed the rule of law and there was morality. There were morals in this country. I'm not talking just religious ones. There's a clear line between right and wrong. And even if some of these things go to the court and end up in the Supreme Court, fear and one's own personal safety can sometimes trump, forgive the pun, the law. And here's the thing. Donald Trump just removed security details for Bill Barr and Josh, help me out.
Josh Bolton.
Yeah, thank you, Josh Bolton. He could do that. And these two guys served for Trump, said, went against him in the last election, said he shouldn't be president again. And these guys have active death threats out against them from Iran. Trump knows this. He removed their security detail. And then watch, he's, well, geez, wouldn't it be terrible if something happened to them? I'm just kidding. And I mean, so think about it. If the Supreme Court is, I mean, he could say, hey, wouldn't it be terrible if we got rid of the security detail for Amy Coney Barrett? This is what we're facing, you guys. And you make a great point, Mark. I really appreciate it. Thank you so very much. Wisco Paul, hang on the line. We'll come back and take you up in just a couple of minutes here. Have a great ag update from our ag reporter there at the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Yonke. Not going to want to miss that, nor will you want to miss Tuesday Tangents with Luke. Follow up on this story with Lukester and also look at the lighter side. The little sports spring training is not far behind. And what's grinding his gears? It's the All Ball Show for a Tuesday right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
I'm Stephanie Hoff, along with you midday on a Tuesday. You're listening to the Midwest Farm Report. The Division of Extension will be listing a new specialist position. Dean and Director Carl Martin says thanks to a $300,000 donation, the new hire will focus on guiding entrepreneurs in southwest Wisconsin.
Yeah, we're investing in a pilot program where we're going to hire an individual to work with entrepreneurs in the southwest part of the state. So working probably across 3 to 4 counties, really working with individuals who are thinking about starting a business or are just at the beginning point of starting a business, helping them think about business plan, what their markets could be, all those kind of basic things that oftentimes are barriers to entrepreneurs really getting started and being successful.
Division of Extension Dean and Director Carl Martin joining us. He says the $300,000 donation comes from Patrick and Jane Feely, who have a passion for small business development in southwest Wisconsin. The Community Development Specialist is a 3-year position. Stick around. We'll take a look at commodity markets next.
Join the Midwest Farm Report team along with Wisconsin soybean and corn growers at the 2025 Corn Soy Expo on February 6th and 7th at the Kalahari Resort in the Wisconsin Dells. Learn from industry experts on disease updates, cover crops, DOT standards, weather patterns, and more. Comedian Greg Warren will bring humor to the closing of the event. Connect with fellow farmers and share ideas among the breakout session, and don't miss the popular beer and bowl session. For more information or to make plans to attend, visit cornsoyexpo.org.
If you milk with robots, you know that cow flow is everything. Cow Corner Consulting helps you maximize cow flow by working with your team to improve your barn workflows, your feed management, and your system settings. Visit cow-corner.co to learn how. Cow Corner is an independent consulting company and works with all brands of robots. They're ready to go to work for you. Sign up for the free e-newsletter or contact John Gerbitz at cow-corner.co.
Grain markets are seeing support midday on a Tuesday, while the milk contracts are sitting neutral. From Chicago, cash corn is up a nickel at $4.87 a bushel. December new crop corn is up 3.5 cents at $4.61¾. Cash soybeans are up a half a penny at $10.45½. November new crop beans are up a nickel and a half at $10.48¾. Cash wheat is up 10¾ cents, trading at $5.46¼. And July new crop wheat is 9 cents higher at $5.70½. As I said, Class 3 milk contracts not moving. The February contract is at $19.95 a hundredweight, and the March contract is also sitting neutral at $19.59 a hundredweight. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Stephanie Hoff.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Windy and warm today. With mostly sunny skies, winds will whip up to 40 miles per hour, shoving our high temperatures to near 50 degrees. Overnight, winds switch to out of the northwest, becoming blustery and cooling us down just a touch tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 38.
Hey, hon, have you been to Sugar River Pizza in Sun Prairie yet?
Oh, yeah, it's amazing.
It's amazing.
Yeah, I know. I love the pizza.
Pizza is ridiculous. That crust.
Right, and they have 48
beers on tap and a great selection of wines.
And the atmosphere.
Not only is the restaurant gorgeous.
That room with
the
giant windows
that open. Yeah. And they won a Best of Madison Gold Award this year.
I love
Sugar River Pizza on Cabela Drive in Sun Prairie.
You took the words right out of my
mouth.
Yep. SugarRiverPizza.com.
Oh, so you have heard of it.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Seems everywhere in the state, housing has just gotten so expensive. Our current president ran on promises to help the middle class, and I'd like to know what he's going to do about the housing shortages. I went through the executive orders. I read through the speech transcript a couple of times. Nothing he really said or did in the first couple days has anything to do with helping the middle class.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. John Peterson and Gordy Young.
What's special about our next program? Nothing.
Corn chip day.
So what? That's nothing.
It's a big day.
Give me a damn corn chip.
I don't like corn chips.
It goes great in chili.
The John and Gordy Show, weekday mornings 6 till 8.
Welcome back. back to the Tahlo Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. 34 now past the hour of 12 noon on this Tuesday, January 28th, 2025. Aaron Zommers doing a magnificent job as always on the board, taking your phone calls at 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Glad to have along with us. If it's Tuesday, it's Tangents, and that means Luke Mathers, our colleague, our friend. I called you earlier the ringmaster of civic media, dealing with all sorts of clowns, elephants, circus animals, and Zommer says, where do we fit in?
I said, think the term that you're looking for is ringleader.
No, I think ringleader it's ringmaster.
Is what I said, and then ringmaster is what he said.
I mean, we should, David Salutis, Richland Center native and longtime you look it up, Zommers, David Salutis. Everything leads back to Richland Center. He was the longtime, I believe, ringmaster at the circus in Baraboo, at the Ringling Brothers Barnum and Bailey Circus.
So ringmaster is the official title. Ringleader is sometimes what they're called, but ringleader is more a colloquialism and more slang for somebody leading a group, typically illegally.
Oh, really? Well, all right. So you're the ringmaster. I wouldn't say you're doing anything illegal, so I don't want to call you a ringleader.
I'm going to go with ringleader still.
Really?
I prefer it, yeah.
Oh, he prefers a little, Luke Mathers is living on the edge. All right, well, we're happy to have you as our leader one way or the other, Lukester. Talking before the break here, and I want to wrap this up with you and a couple of our callers. I got a lot of great texts. Of course, you can text us by downloading the Civic Media app on the Android or Apple device. It takes less than a minute. It's free. It's what Gail King at CBS, if she knew about it, would call a deal. The Civic Media app. Talking about this story in roll call overnight, President Donald Trump ordering a freeze on federal grants and loans. We do not know yet how far-reaching it will be, other than they're saying it will not affect Social Security, Medicare, and other programs, quote, providing direct aid to individuals, unquote. We don't know how far-reaching. We don't know how long. But I said before the break, think of things like conservation reserve programs for our rural listeners, early childhood, Pell Grants. These are things that Wisconsinites from Milwaukee to Manitowoc and Minocqua, more M. Madison, all Middleton, and every place that doesn't start with an M. These are things that affect our lives. Going to get Luke's take in a second, but first of all, let's go to Wisco Paul, 855-752-4842. Wisco, if you can make it brief, please, what say you?
Hi, good afternoon. Thanks for taking my call, Todd. My conservative friend said Project 2025 would never happen. I suggest they brush up on it and look it over carefully. I have. And you can correct me if you're wrong, if I'm wrong. Excuse me. I'm wrong quite a bit of the time. But there's nobody to stop this. Who's going to stand up to them? The Romneys are gone. Mm-hmm. The judge, It's just an whole. I've never seen nothing like this in my lifetime. Yeah. Anyway, so thanks, Todd. Have a great day.
Appreciate it, Wisco. Thank you so much, Luke. Wisco makes a great point. And of course, again, just one more thing before the break. We said that the new folks at the Office of Budget Management and Office of Personnel Management, not so swift. They're about as technological savvy as Todd because they forgot to cover their metadata. And I hate it when that happens, when I don't cover my metadata. And it turns out their names are listed in these things. And it turns out guys like Noah Peters are also part of Project 2025 and helped author that and the Heritage Foundation. Luke, what's your take on this?
Yeah, I think we're all of a sudden going to have a very, very fast crash course in civics. Because I think that there is a lot of stuff out there when it gets talked about in campaign rhetoric that gets swept up into, oh, we need to cut taxes, we need to cut spending, we need to do away with some of these programs, without people truly having a grip on how integrated the federal government is in providing services throughout the state of Wisconsin, throughout communities that we go about utilizing every single day. And I fear that this is going to have a pretty stark ramification for a lot of people. We don't know quite yet, to Wisco Paul's point. I would think that the courts, there's going to be some movement there to halt this freeze. It seems like there's already, I believe, a lawsuit coming from nonprofit organizations that are saying, hey, this is an illegal utilization of the Office of Budget Management, but it's going to be interesting to see how quickly people get outraged that the things that they kind of take for granted are going to be halted because of this pretty unconstitutional, seemingly, action by the second Trump administration.
Look, I'm no legal expert. I'm no pundit legally or anything else. But can simply say, I mean, people like Maggie Dawn. I'm sure, but my guess is she'll probably touch on this today. She's an attorney. Jim Santel's an attorney. Mm-hmm. Our old friend Matt Flynn's an attorney. Comes on this show sometimes. So people like that could speak, I think, more to what you're saying. I'm just basing it based on my past work in government, as right. they say. What concerns me, and I touched on this a little bit before the break, is like you and to Wisco's point, a lot of people say, well, he Trump can't go too far because the courts will stop him. The courts will stop him, right? Well, we know, number one, the courts have already given him blanket immunity for his personal actions as far as criminality. They've yep. said they have been, not just him, but any president, whatever you do while you're president, if you can justify it, we all know that pretty much means anything, that person can't be held criminally liable.
Correct.
This is slightly different. This Correct. Is a policy. And so now you go before the court. But here's what concerns me. I want your take on this. We've seen it with Bill Barr and Josh his last name?
Jeff Sessions?
No. He was in the Trump administration as well. Guys that worked in the Trump administration, like Bill Barr and criticized him and said, we don't agree that the second term came out against him. They still had Secret Service security detail paid by the federal government. Mm-hmm. Trump got lost. A lot of this got lost. Trump did away with that.
Pulled the Secret Service for Mustache Man, too.
That's what I'm trying to think.
It's not yeah. Josh. No, it's
or John.
John Bolton.
Bolton, thank
there
you.
There we go.
John Bolton.
I was going to say, I was like, it's not Josh. Yeah,
I know. But yeah, Mad both. Cow, sorry. John Bolton and Bill Barr.
Bill Barr, yeah.
And these guys have death threats, credible death threats from Iran against them right now. Mm-hmm.
Mike Pompeo, also on that list. Anthony Fauci.
Yeah. Like, so what my fear is knowing that Trump could pull security details, now you go to the court. Some of these federal judges have details. Some of the security details. The Supreme Court has a security detail. And if you're a judge or a Supreme Court justice and you see what Trump's already done to people and put their lives at risk, does that not have the possibility to taint your view of the law and Constitution for fear of your own life?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And that is the concern I think a lot of people had with not only the news surrounding the pulling of security protection for those individuals. I think it goes hand in hand with last week's decision by the second Trump administration to pardon nearly 1,600 individuals that were found through the court of law, through our legal system, that they had broken laws leading up to or around the events that took place at the insurrection on January 6, 2021. And by those individuals being pardoned, there was also a green-lit okay, a head nod, a nudge-nudge, wink-wink to if you commit political violence in the name of the current president of the United States, don't worry, there's a pardon in it for you.
Yeah.
And I think those two things go hand in hand, and it's going to require a lot of Americans around the country through whether it's attorneys bringing these lawsuits, whether it's judges that are overseeing the cases, whether it's individuals getting involved and calling their local elected officials, their federal elected officials, utilizing whatever form of government you're able to still apply pressure to prevent seemingly illegal, seemingly unconstitutional acts, mm-hmm. and make sure that there is everything that can be done to prevent things like this from happening. It's going to take a lot of courage.
Our friend and ongoing contributor, Chris Giese, chiming in. He comes from the entertainment world, has worked at APT, American Players Theater in Spring Green. He notes that all entertainment and creative-based nonprofit organizations, such as American Players Theater in Southwest Wisconsin, will be severely affected as Trump eliminates or severely cuts back the National Endowment for the Arts and arts funding as well.
Yep. So the amount of you don't necessarily think about the ties to the federal right. government every single day yeah. when you go to things like that. When you go see a show at your local theater, when you drop off your kids at childcare, mm-hmm. when you turn on the water and you have water coming into your apartment, your house, wherever.
Programs.
There is so much that goes into our daily lives that it is, again, it's going to be a crash course in civics because mm-hmm. I fear too many people for too long have tuned out all of this stuff, and we are going to see just how integrated all of these different aspects are in our life, and it's going to be a little bit of shell shock, a little bit of a wake-up call for a lot of individuals, not only here in Wisconsin, but around the country.
As the kids say, it's about to get real. I don't know. Zomers, do you still say that? He's on the phone, I guess. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Chris, listening in beautiful Blue River on WRCE, one of our great stations there in southwest Wisconsin. Chris, you had a take on how this affects people locally in southwest Wisconsin.
Certainly did. Good afternoon, Todd. I'm one of the hats that I wear is that I am president of the board of directors of Passages, which is a not-for-profit domestic abuse shelter here in Richland Center. You're aware of it, Todd. It's
very
been
well.
Around since you've been here. Mm-hmm. Again, we are terribly concerned with what that does for the funding for some of the most vulnerable people in our society. What happens to these funds, which we have already been awarded through the grant process, so that we may maintain this shelter for victims of domestic abuse?
Yeah.
What happened?
Yeah.
I'm calling.
Go ahead.
Yeah. I'm calling my representative, as I so often do, and I'm getting absolutely no response, and as I so often don't, from Van Orton, from Representative Van Orton, from Senator Johnson. I mean, it falls on deaf ears because they're disinterested in such things because it's not a part of their rhetoric.
Right.
So, you know, we're concerned. We yeah. are terribly concerned.
Well, I appreciate the call so much, Chris. And Passages are great. I mean, my good friend Sarah Cheney, who helped start that years ago, and all the great folks in southwest Wisconsin, right. it's so vitally important to the area. I appreciate the work that you've done and everybody there. And thank you to all. And also, as a side note, check into WRCO Saturdays with Simo. I hear it's a great show.
And Chris, if I may, well, public. Oh, go ahead, Chris.
No, you go.
It is one of those things that falls on deaf ears until it doesn't, though, for our elected officials. So, yes, I can say that calling your U.S. representatives, your senators in the federal government can sometimes feel like it is one of those mundane tasks. But public pressure is one of those things that sometimes offices can ignore to a certain point. But when we continue to do it and show the desire of the community to still have things like congressionally appropriated funds that is illegal for the president to stop, seemingly. Like, I'm not a lawyer. I got to throw that condition out there. But it is not something impoundments is not something that the president can just halt. And so it is up to us as individuals in our communities to organize, to collectively call for those that are elected to represent us to hear our voice. And yes, it may seem like it's going to fall to deaf ears sometimes, but when enough of us do it and we do it enough, it is something that echoes through the halls of Congress and to a certain point cannot be ignored by our lawmakers.
Correct. Thank you. Thank you so much for stating that.
Thank you, Chris, for your call and all the work that you and all the folks at Passages and Richland Center do. Keep up the faith. And as Luke says, keep the pressure on. All our voices collectively do matter. Bill and Tom, we see you on the lines. As our friend Matt Flynn likes to say, do not hang up. We will come back in just a second and take those calls, see if we can get into grinding of the gears with Luke Mathers. He even brought his gear oil into the studio today. How's it clicking?
WD-40?
Oh, yeah, very okay. nice. All right. Stay tuned. Luke Mathers, Zomers, your phone calls, and grinding of gears on the All Ball Show on the Civic Media. Ready to go.
A voice for Madison, real news and great conversation, 92.7 WMDX. Hey there, this is Carrie Joy with today's Work Money Minute and a little bit of tough love about investing in collectibles. I'm going to say this as nicely as I can. Collectibles are just not good investments. Comic books, Beanie Babies, World War II memorabilia, American Girl doll stuff. They just don't math out as investments. Now, collecting as a hobby that brings you joy is perfectly fine if you can afford it. Just don't confuse the fun of the hunt with the potential for profits. And importantly, they are illiquid, meaning you can't turn it into cash in a pinch like you can with a real security like a stock. Now, I'm not saying you gotta stop collecting whatever you enjoy. Just make sure you're paying down your high interest debt like credit cards and saving for retirement. For more tips on saving more and spending less, search up Work Money Media on YouTube. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Matt Nair on air.
Dan Schaefer, Civic Media's political editor.
No court in the country came closer to overturning the 2020 election results than the conservative majority on the Wisconsin Supreme Court. And we have Brad Schimmel, who's been siding with January 6th rioters. So if you want your vote to count going forward, show up and vote on April 1st. Let's channel that energy into the Wisconsin Supreme Court race.
Matt Nair on air, weekdays at 11 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app.
A new choice. Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
Planning a birthday party, an anniversary, or perhaps a bar mitzvah, give Luke Mathers a call with his traveling horn section. Always fun, always enjoyable. It's Tuesday Tangents with Luke at 9 before the hour of 2 o'clock on Civic Media. It's great. I always feel better, Lukester, when you're here.
Oh, I appreciate that, Todd. Always a pleasure joining you on the airwaves.
Well, thank you. Sometimes it's a pain in his butt on the side, off the airwaves. But on the airwaves, we have a good time, as it turns out. All right, we've got to do a speed round. Our time always goes too fast. Talking about this story, many out there were using the one from Roll Call magazine or rollcall.com, I guess it is now. President Trump, overnight ordering a freeze on federal grants and loans. What does it mean for folks in Wisconsin? We've heard from Chris in Southwest Wisconsin, a domestic abuse shelter passages. Many of their funds could be in jeopardy. American Players Theater, places like that around Wisconsin. There's Door County, I know, has theaters mm-hmm. like that. Milwaukee area, those funds could be in jeopardy. For agricultural people, Conservation Reserve Program, Head Start, Child Care, Pell Grants. What does this mean for Wisconsin folks? 855-752-4842. Let's go to Bill, listening on WMDX in Madison. Bill, we appreciate you holding. What say you? Bill, are you there? Bill said, Todd isn't going to take me, so I'm going to run to the can for a second. We'll put on hold. We'll come back to Bill. In the meantime, we'll meander down the screen here, 855-752-4842. Tom in Madison. Tom. No, Bill, are you there?
No, this is Tom.
Oh, this is Tom. All right, Tom, you're on, Tom. Go ahead.
Hey, do you remember those circus acts and vaudeville acts that would spin plates? They tried to get as many plates spinning as possible.
Yes.
Well, Trump is trying to break as many plates as possible. He breaks a plate over on this side of the room, and the courts and the legislatures and business people and, you know, groups like APT and, you know, Head Start, they have to try to put it back together again. They take it to court. Mm. And while they're doing that, he's breaking a plate on another part. And he's just doing this fire hose thing. And it seems to be that the point of the whole thing is just cruelty. It's just, you know, those people with food stamps, those artists who don't have a real job, those, you know, those people. And it's just pushing pushing the norm. That's all Trump has been about from the very beginning. No matter how stupid it is, it's pushing the norms so there are no norms and they can basically do whatever they want. So, and I really believe calling your reps and congresspeople definitely works. How many times do you see it in the state legislature where something dies in committee because they get enough pushback and you never really hear about it? It's never on the floor. But all of a sudden, that bill that people were calling and writing about is gone.
Yeah.
So good call, man. Definitely do it. Phone bank, canvas, get off your butts. And as Tom Hartman would say, democracy is not a spectator sport. Yeah. It's never been more important to get involved.
Well said, Tom. Appreciate it from WMDX and Madison. Luke, Tom brings up a good point. Cruelty is the point. I don't play Newsmax cuts very often, but this goofball, Carl Higbee on Newsmax.
Never heard of him.
Never heard of him either. He decided to be funny, quote unquote. Zomers, let's play the first part. This is Higbee last night on Newsmax talking about immigration while he ate a taco on the air.
Before that, it's a cut of a worker at a Mexican food restaurant saying that Trump and Trump supporters can't eat Mexican food. And then it's his response to that.
All right.
No tacos, no enchiladas, none of that for you.
Oh, yeah? What are you going to do? Are you going to take it out of my ham? I'm going to eat half this plate during the break. Maybe I'll call the ICE hotline. I don't know if I'll have enough time. But sure. All kidding aside, it was actually really good, taco. These people broke the law.
All right, enough of this guy. Broke the law. Look, I wanted to play that. Again, we get in our media spheres, and this guy is the type of quote-unquote news or information that a lot of folks are seeing as their only source. This is a guy who's making fun of our friends, neighbors, and family who may be legal citizens, maybe undocumented, but the cruelty, Luke, seems to be the point.
Yeah, unfortunately, the cruelty seems to be the point. And not only that, is a lot of there seems to be some joys, some jollies gotten off by the cruelty, but really the also point that goes with it is the whole reason to stop this trillions of dollars worth of funding to say, hey, we're going to break everything. We're going to stop doing all of the normal things, all of the norms, is so that billionaires can keep more of their money.
100%.
That is also, so not only is the cruelty the point, but the grift is also the point.
You nailed it.
The reason they're doing this is because they know that if they can stop all of these federal programs from going through, they get to keep more money in their pockets.
Yeah.
They can go buy another luxury yacht. They can go try to fly to Mars because all of the different services that we as a country, that we as Americans have said, this is what we want our federal government, years, decades worth of federal funding appropriated for these programs and services that make our communities, they're going to throw it all out the window.
You nailed it. And the easiest way to do that is to divide our neighborhoods, our towns, our community, and our state against itself to let this stuff play out.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, I think, we have to keep in mind. The enemy here, if you want to use that word, is not the person that lives across the street or down the road. It's the folks out in Washington, D.C. and the people who are controlling this stuff and the trillionaires who are a part of it.
Well, there's no trillionaires yet, but hopefully we can make sure that there are no trillionaires come, because there will be trillionaires if stuff like this actually becomes the norm.
Billy, all right, really, really wealthy billionaires.
Yes.
Quickly, what's anything grinding your gears in 20 seconds?
We're not going to pivot to that one. I'll save it for you for next week. It's a good one, but I really hope the Bucks don't do any explosive moves at the trade deadline.
Don't eat the fried beans. There won't be any explosive moves. Lukester, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Always a pleasure, Todd.
Pleasure is ours. Stay tuned. What's worse is next, Wisconsin or Minnesota or Illinois? I almost slipped up. Stay tuned right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Dr. Kristen Lierley joins us. Robert Kennedy Jr.'s confirmation hearing's going to be underway. What will his appointment mean for our health? We'll break it down. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 11.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Where are you at with dome stadiums?
Oh, love them. Snow games are awesome, but it's also a risk of injuries and everything.
Give me a dome anytime. I don't want to see elite athletes running on snow like it's me playing out there and tripping and slipping. I want to watch those guys run. I want the receivers to run and catch their passes. I want to see great athletes being great athletes.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. The White House held its first briefing of the Trump administration today, working to clarify the president's executive order freezing federal funding for critical aid programs and grants until a review is finished. Press Secretary Carolyn Leavitt says the pause is temporary.
Individual assistance, that includes, I'm not naming everything that's included, but just to give you a few examples, Social Security benefits, Medicare benefits, food stamps, welfare benefits, assistance that is going directly to individuals will not be impacted by this pause.
Republican lawmakers in Florida holding their annual working meeting to discuss their legislative agenda and priorities outlined by the Trump administration. French President Emmanuel Macron announcing the famed Mona Lisa painting will be moved while the Louvre undergoes restoration. The Italian Renaissance portrait will be on display in its own room. Repairs to the museum could take a decade. This is ABC News.